All right, folks, welcome back now to the next segment of our program. And let me just kind of shift back a little bit, the emphasis from the black culture that I've been pounding a little bit, to what I believe to be the real enemy. You know, we talked earlier in a previous show about the two types of enemies. There's the enemy that is, well, it's incorrigible, and it is in league with their father, the devil. My book begins and ends, as I've said several times, with 1 John 5:19. We are of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. And just as I'm going to make you a little bit wiggly here in something I'm going to say, but you know, the Bible says to the Jew first and also to the Gentile? No.
Greek.
No. To the Greek. To the Greek. And so there's two groups of people that have been given, in my opinion, my untheologically trained opinion, have been given the responsibility of shepherding humanity through its life cycle. And the first is the Jews. It is all about the Jews. Their job was to declare to the world there is only one true and living God. And they had that responsibility. And the Messiah came through that line, specifically the line of Judah, the line of Judah, David, and ending in Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Lion of Judah, who's going to come back and rule for 1,000 years and show us what it should have been like. But there's also, after the Jews were put on the shelf for a little while because of their sins, and God had them in dispersal after 70 AD when Titus destroyed Jerusalem, another group of people, the Greeks, were chartered with the responsibility of developing human history such that in the 19th century, when the results of the Reformation in the 17th century, the 16th century came to bear, the human mind was unlocked because the Bible was made available to the common man. When that was unlocked and the technical progress began at that time, you know, Isaac Newton, the others that grew out of that, by the 19th century, when we were getting into the apocalyptic age, the science had produced weapons that were able to discharge the Ottoman Empire from its stranglehold on the world. And they were dispatched fairly quickly because of the power of the weapons. Prior to the time of the advancement of science and the technology of warfare, they were fierce people who were able to impose their will on others. But as Western technology grew, then, well, what grew out of Greek culture, the Western civilization, produced those things that allowed the Greeks, the Western civilization, to dominate the world. And that's the story of the 19th century. It's when biblical scholarship began to come back. Dr. Harry Ironside and Sir Robert Anderson developed the understanding of dispensational theology because suddenly it was entirely possible for the Jews to be returned to their homeland. Before that time, it didn't seem possible, so we ended up with a replacement theology. Well, the church has replaced the Jews. Well, no, that's not true. And now, as those who are vested with the responsibility to eventually create America, which is what we did, if you read the logs of Columbus and the others, those were Western people. Those were Greeks, white people, who made in America a nation of immigrants, as John Kennedy wrote about in his book. And those people are honored to produce the culture that enabled the Jewish people to return to their homeland and be recognized as that in May of 1948, year I happened to be born. And America has been the preserving agent for those Jewish people. It's all about the Jews, folks, whether we like it or not. And it's been, unfortunately, those who did the right thing, there's an element that did the wrong thing, that are the shakers and movers, well, in the economics of the world and the power structures of the world, that have done the greatest evil, and they're the ones that I believe just in league with the devil, and there's no likelihood of salvation for them. But then there's the innocent enemy, which unfortunately, the large percentage of the black culture has become the enemy of Western civilization, or what America's doing, by the programs that they have been pushing. So it's a tough thing to say, but those are the enemies that we love and that we believe, when they get rid of the sophistry they've been taught, become leaders in the culture. Hence my words on page 331, paragraph 1 of my book: principled young black males will lead America out of its crisis, or the black culture and the cultural elites, Democrats I call them, the feminist and Marxist, will lead us the rest of the way literally to hell. But it's largely white folks pulling the power at the top. It's the black folks we're focusing on, because it's the everyday Joes that are being impacted by, as I see, the very deleterious aspects of the black culture. Music with filthy language, the absence of fathers in the home, the sensual culture that produces 70-80% out of wedlock births, 3 to 5 times more violent the other people in the culture.
Celebration of promiscuity.
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah. So, folks, I'm not bashing the black folks, the black culture. It's us that look like me that are the primary cause, but we're also the ones who have done the right things to make the culture work. Join us on the backside. We'll continue the discussion. Thank you.